Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant and accredited estate planner. He holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services with over 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. Tom is also a Crown Ministries budgeting coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We would love to hear from you. You can visit theeconomyofgod.com. Click on and sign up for our quarterly newsletter. Also, pick up a copy of Tom's latest book, The Economy of God. You can podcast and download previous shows, which Tom does not know what that means. He's looking at me right now. You can also call us if you're technologically illiterate.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say that? Okay. Call us at 800-386-3700. Now, we are rolling right through. This is the 10 financial tips for a great marriage.
Yes.
We're on tip number nine.
Tip number nine. And Reba, that tip is make wise investments as a couple and enjoy their fruit. That's tip number nine. Now, people sometimes say to me, Tom, repeat that 2 Timothy verse. I love it. Okay, well, we're going to repeat that 2 Timothy verse, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Reba?
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for training, teaching, and rebuking, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Absolutely. That's what we do. God's economy, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And tip number nine, once again, for a great marriage. The top 10 financial tips. Tip number nine, make wise investments as a couple and enjoy their fruits.
Oh, I love how those things go hand in hand.
Yes.
Because a lot of people make a lot of investments and they make the investments to the day they die and they never enjoy any of the fruit.
And partly because the investments were way out of their risk levels.
Oh.
And they were investments they didn't research in the first place, or the investments were too far out there and they didn't understand them. Or the risk tolerance that the couple had was just so different than what the risk of the investment was. So,
or they're just stockpiling money.
Stockpiling money.
And never enjoying it.
Exactly. All kinds of things. And Reba, this is a great time right now to introduce another verse. It's in Proverbs. So let's introduce the verse in Proverbs.
All right. That's Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone hasty surely to poverty.
Exactly. Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone hasty surely to poverty.
Okay.
And that means if you're investing as a couple to get rich quick, you're going to find poverty, Reba. Okay? If you're investing as
hasty,
a couple,
that's the hasty part.
That's the hasty, fast, get rich quick.
Wow.
Okay? If you're doing the hasty, get rich quick thing, that's a sin. And that will eventually lead to poverty. The get rich quick doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
What works is slow, diligent investing, plotting, steady plotting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And over time, your investments grow and multiply. If you look at stocks and real estate, over the long, long, long term, their average annual track records are double digit over decades.
Mm-hmm.
And that money will grow. That money will grow over time.
You know what that also reminds me of? The scripture that says, to him who has, more will be given.
Right.
But to him who has none, even what he has will be taken away.
Exactly.
If you're selling everything to invest it into this one thing, and you're hoping that thing's going to get you rich, well, when it doesn't, you're back to zero.
Exactly, Reba.
And nobody is going to, and even what you have is going to be taken away.
That's right.
It's the steady plotting. People say, oh, they're building. They're growing.
Growing.
I trust them. Right. I want to be a part of what they're doing.
Exactly. And what happens in couples and relationships, Reba, is when a husband, let's say, or a wife, let's say, has a risk level that is markedly different than the other spouse. Let's just for fun say the husband is much more risk-taking and much more of an aggressive risk-taker than the wife on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's say 10 is really aggressive. You want to double your money in 1 or 2 years. And 1 is you're happy with just 3 or 4% a year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the wife is a 5, kind of a moderate risk taker, and the husband is a 9. That can cause a lot of anger and arguments,
mm-hmm.
especially if the risk is too out of the zone for the wife to handle, and especially if the investments start going sour.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen to so many couples, mm-hmm. and it hurts their relationship, okay? Because let's just say one of the spouses wants to go slow and steady, make 6 or 7% a year,
mm-hmm.
and in 8 or 9 or 10 years, the investment will double. and it'll grow over the long, long term.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say the other spouse is thinking, no, I want it to double in 1 or 2 years, really fast, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if let's just say the husband was dominant and she gave in and things didn't work out, and then she comes back and says, I knew this wasn't a good thing. I told you so. I knew this was unwise. Mm-hmm. We should have prayed about it. I told you so. The I told you so's.
Mm-hmm.
And that throws kerosene on the fire because the husband's already thinking, God, I feel bad. It didn't work out. I feel so bad. And then she's throwing kerosene on the fire. And then it hurts the relationship
mm-hmm.
and causes a division or a wedge. That's why, to preclude all of that, go to Proverbs 21:5.
I love how you are looking beyond just the money and how the money affects the people.
Yes, because it does.
I don't know any other financial advisors that do that.
Well, Reba, I only do that because, and of course we give the credit to God, not Tom, ever. We always give all the credit to the Almighty God, never to me. The Word of God, based on 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, told me so. Like if you said, Tom, how do you know all this? Guess what? God told me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did God tell you? I read the Word.
In the Bible.
In the Bible.
That's right.
So it's nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. I take zero credit. But I learned it, Reba. Well, how'd you learn it? I read it.
Hmm.
Go to Proverbs 21:5.
Mm-hmm.
And the plans of the diligent is the steady growing, the saving, investments, long, long, long term, that kind of thing. Not the get rich quick thing. Because as soon as that goes bad, one of the two spouses points the finger at the other and says, I told you so. I knew we shouldn't have done this.
And it's not worth your marriage.
No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Reba, what could possibly be worth your marriage?
Well, I think people...
I
think people are thinking, you know, I'm going to put some strain on the marriage and do this risky investment. And then when it pays off and the money's rolling in, then we'll be happy.
Exactly. And that's a huge mistake. Oh, boy. That reminds me of Proverbs 16:25. There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to destruction. You got to be very careful. That's why when you make investments, you need advice and help, research, counsel, that kind of thing, to help you to navigate through the rapids of investing so you don't get your raft up on the rocks and crash and burn.
Because people aren't, we're not like computers or a bank account.
No.
Your spouse is not just going to, you know, sit on empty for 3 years and then when you put money in, be happy.
Right.
They're going to remember the pain. They're going to remember the distrust.
Oh, totally, Reba. And then if it ever comes around again, one spouse will say to the other, hey, I remember in the relationship back when you blew it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust you anymore. I don't want to do that kind of investing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that spouse may just say, just throw it in the bank. We'll be satisfied with 2% or 3%. And then that goes too far extreme the other direction.
The opposite way, like a pendulum.
Right. So make wise investments and enjoy their fruit. Now, Reba, the rule of 72, let me give you just a little something here. The rule of 72 says, if you take 72 and divide it by the annual rate of interest or profit you make on an investment, that's the number of years it takes for your dollar or investment or capital to double.
Okay.
So let's say you take 72 divided by, let's just say you made 8% a year.
Okay.
That means it would take 9 years for your investment to double.
Okay.
But look at the turtle. The turtle just walks along and 9 years he doubled.
Mm-hmm.
He beat the rabbit. He grew
because
slow, steady plodding brings prosperity.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not fast, Reba. Sure, it's not fast, but it's more stable. It's more time tested. It grows. If you look at the stock market as a whole or real estate, especially in California, even outside of our state, over the long, long, long term, great investment. Great investment. Did it do it overnight? No. But that will hurt the relationship because you're risking the relationship in a way because you're throwing investment dollars at fast-acting investments.
Mm-hmm.
Read Proverbs 21:5 one more time. I cannot get enough
of
Proverbs 21:5.
The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone hasty surely lead to poverty.
Now, is there any other way you can understand this verse or... how do we take this out of context? Do we need to be a master's in seminary, MDiv, to understand this verse?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I don't think we need a PhD or a master's in divinity, Reba,
to
understand this.
There's some pretty all-encompassing words like everyone, surely.
Diligent.
Yeah, those are all-encompassing.
Planning.
If you're part of everyone. then surely is what the Bible says.
I know. So, Reba, in your case, I'll use you as a counselee. You know, I always talk to you about 401ks.
Uh-huh.
And you're an employee of Salem Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I always try to encourage you to put money out of your paycheck into mm-hmm. a 401k plan, let's say 5 or 10% a month. And even your employer will someday throw a little something in there for you too, mm-hmm. like a match mm-hmm. or an additional contribution. And when you're my age or older, can't be much older, but someday you might be, you'll have a lot, you know, in a bucket for you to retire on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say, but what if Jesus comes back first? Well, I've heard that for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know when the Lord comes back. We just need to obey his word.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes back, great. We'll be in heaven. And others can use our money through living trusts and charities and what have you. But we need to obey the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
What if you retire and you don't have anything saved up?
I know.
So it's important that we do that because a little bit each
month. Can't live on your looks forever.
Well, you might. You know, it's fun because, I mean, a couple, when you have a couple, and then you don't have anything saved up in your 50 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
It gets more nerve-wracking because you think, wow, what are we going to do for retirement?
Oh, I can't imagine. And I'm sure there are plenty of couples out there who are nearing retirement
mm-hmm.
and don't have money or the adequate money saved.
I met with one a little while ago, Reba, before our taping.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little while ago, this couple, they were 53 years old, and they were like, Tom, we've saved nothing, zero, together as a couple, nothing.
Mm.
So we had a long meeting, and I think I've got them straightened out, and they seem committed to doing this, but they need to do it.
It's got to throw a wrench in your relationship.
It does, Reba, because it makes you wonder, what are we going to do? We have nothing going for ourselves for our future.
That's very stressful, and stress is bad on a relationship like that.
And so is investing when one person is so far different than the other
mm-hmm.
in the areas of risk tolerances.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got two people super aggressive, two people super conservative, that's also negative.
Because then there's no balance.
Exactly.
I heard it said that in a marriage or in a relationship, the no always trumps the yes.
Mm, I like that.
So like if there's a couple.
Is this for desserts, you mean? Chocolate?
No more chocolate. if let's say a couple wants a new pet. If one of them says no, the no trumps the yes, because otherwise you're forcing that new pet on the other one, or with more children.
Good point.
We have three, you know, hubby wants another one,
mm-hmm.
you know, mummy's no trumps the yes, because you're forcing that person to take on that added responsibility. I could see that.
That's great.
I could see that in the world of investment, that the conservative might trump the risk.
Right.
Because the risk is you're putting more out there. You're putting more stress on everything.
Absolutely. All well put and well said. And that's why in the financial world, God's economy, a couple needs to go in prayer. A couple needs to work together, communicate, be on the same page. The more they do all of that, Reba, the less possibility of investments that are just so different from one spouse mm-hmm. to the next. And that means a better chance of harmony and less chance of anger, mm-hmm. fighting, and, you know, that kind of thing, which can wedge the relationship. So it's important for both of the spouses to get educated also, because 7, 8, 9%, like the S&P 500 makes over, let's say, 10 or 20 years on average, you know, they need to understand what that can do for them.
Right.
In their overall investment strategy.
And it says hasty in your favorite scripture here, Proverbs 21:5. Everyone hasty surely to poverty. A lot of people, they don't even want to take a day to sleep on things anymore.
Right. Get rich quick and make decisions too fast.
Yeah.
So we must just go with the turtle. Slow, steady progress over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that really will help, and it should work. But a couple needs to get advice. They need to get coaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
But when they hear the coaching, they need to also realize where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is the coach, not Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible. And these are time-tested strategies, Reba, that work.
What makes me laugh a little is, it's human nature when we see these get rich quick or these
right.
we think about making these hasty decisions. I think what happens is we always start thinking where we're going to spend the money and what we're going to do with all this money mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And it's funny to me because in your four anchors, the first one is that God is the owner; we're the steward.
Right.
So if you have that in your mind,
right.
you're not going to be thinking, what am I going to do with all this money? You're going to be thinking, what does God want me to do with all this
money? Exactly.
And not so I can be the proud philanthropist who just gave the church a new building to have my name up in lights.
Right.
God might just say, hey, you know what? Put it in an envelope and drop it off at the shelter.
Right.
And don't let anyone know you did it. Would you still want to do risk everything you had for that get-rich-quick scheme?
Wow. Reba, did you take your wisdom pill this morning?
I did.
You are full of wisdom. You are loaded with wisdom.
Well, it's true. I know. That's where we go. We start thinking about it. I do that all the time.
I do too. Great wisdom. Thank you for that. And one final thing before the prayer of change. A lot of times couples hear about these network marketing programs, and one of the spouses wants to sign up for a network marketing thing and run their own business out of their home and do a lot of things like that. And they need to be careful that the other spouse is on board. If that other spouse isn't on board and that person wants to invest money in a network marketing business, that can be a wedge in their relationship too.
Mm.
So there's a lot of things involved here, and that's why we need to go to prayer. We need to talk to God. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, you are our wisdom. The word of God through 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 is the wisdom, because you are the word, Lord. You and the word are one, and God, we ask for your wisdom and direction, coaching and leading. Bless our marriages, Jesus, for your glory. Amen.
Wow. And you don't have to go it alone, not even alone with your spouse. You need some financial coaching and counseling. That's the way you're going to get through this. And you want a man of God, such as Tom. Call Tom today. He's got over 28 years of experience, and he's got a heart for God. Planning for retirement, your children's education. You need to reduce tax liability, invest for special situations. First appointment with Tom is free. So there's no reason why you shouldn't take this number down and call him. 800-386-3700. Have a financial plan. It's what we should all do. 800-386-3700.
Yes, and now we have a song by Kira Watson, which I think you'll enjoy. So drive along, sit back, and listen to it. It's a great song honoring her father, Bob Watson, a great man of God who graduated to be with the Lord a few months ago. And so let's listen to Kira's song.
Please promise. listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.